The Good News Hour greets you once again. Your speaker is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to notice with you a passage that is found in the first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians, and we shall read it in the very first chapter, and I think there we find something that ought to be a thrill to our hearts. That is to say, those who have already accepted Christ as their own personal Savior. And you would find it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 10, which says, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." Now, this is our present anticipation. That is to say, we are looking forward to that time when we shall enter into the fullness of what has been procured for us by the death of his Son. And by the way, if you were to turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, chapter 8, and verse 23, we are there said to be waiting for the adoption, the redemption of the body. But we'll say more about that a little bit later on. And then in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 5, we read there about waiting for the hope of righteousness by faith. Now, of course, it is true, blessedly, gloriously true, that there are many things that we have just now that we are not waiting for at all. The speaker well remembers hearing a lady some now few years ago who became interested and anxious about the salvation of her soul, where she'd spend her eternity. And she said to someone who tried to point her to the Savior, "Well, when it comes to me, I'll accept it. And I'll be glad when that event comes." And so the speaker had the joy of pointing her to the Word of God, that she was waiting for what had already come in the person of our Savior, that salvation is come to the Gentiles. And I'm happy and glad to be able to tell you that after reading a few scriptures of God's precious Word, showing that salvation is a present reality to all who trust Christ, since God has sent his Son and since Christ has come and procured for us redemption, and now depends upon the sinner's acceptance of the Savior. And when she saw that glorious and precious truth, she embraced the Savior and could then say, "Thank God, I no longer wait, but I have entered into what God has provided for me." Now, let me point out then that those who are saved are sealed. Those who are saved are not only secure, but they are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and just as sure of heaven as though we were there already. However, let me read to you now just a brief and a simple passage is found in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, and verse 7. It says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Now, there are two very precious things spoken of in that passage that we already have. And they're put this way, "In whom we have redemption." Already, I have a redeemed soul. Of course, I'm going to get one of these days a redeemed body. And then not only do I have at the present time redemption through his blood, but also the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Now, I don't know of anything that's more important. I don't know of anything that's more sought after and perhaps more understood than that word forgiveness. And it's amazing what great lengths people have gone and what torturous things souls have subjected themselves to in order to obtain forgiveness. There are those who have the idea that forgiveness comes as a result of my prostrating myself in the presence of God and naming to him all the sins that I have ever committed. Well, I doubt if you could do that, and even if you did, that wouldn't bring to you forgiveness. You see, forgiveness is something that's purchased, and purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and offered to you on the easiest possible terms. Why, if you turn, for instance, to the 13th of the Acts of the Apostles in verse 38 and read there, Be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Believe him today, and you'll know and experience forgiveness of sins.